Best practices for enhancing captivity conditions. Best practices for enhancing captivity conditions for species are crucial for the well-being of animals in zoos and aquariums. You might wonder why animal welfare matters so much. It's simple. Happy animals are healthier and more active. Understanding these concepts helps us create better lives for animals in captivity. Let's dive into how we can make a difference. Importance of animal welfare in captivity. Understanding animal welfare best practices. Animal welfare is crucial for all creatures in captivity. It's about giving animals the best life possible, even when they're not in their natural habitat. Best practices for enhancing captivity conditions for species focus on ensuring animals have what they need to thrive. This includes 1. Proper nutrition, providing a balanced diet that meets their needs, which can be aligned with diverse dietary recommendations. 2. Safe environments, creating spaces that mimic their natural habitats, as discussed in safe outdoor enrichment areas. 3. Socialization, allowing them to interact with other animals or caregivers, enhancing their well-being through social interactions. By following these practices, you can help animals live healthier and happier lives. Benefits of enhancing captivity conditions. When you improve conditions for animals in captivity, you unlock a world of benefits. Here are some key advantages. 1. Healthier animals. Better living conditions lead to fewer diseases, which ties into hydration needs. 2. More natural behaviors. Animals can express their natural instincts, which can be encouraged through problem-solving activities. 3. Enhanced education. Visitors learn more about animals and conservation. By focusing on these benefits, you create a win-win situation for both animals and people. Improving psychological well-being in captivity. One of the most important aspects of animal welfare is psychological well-being. Animals can feel stress, boredom, and anxiety, just like humans. Here are some ways to improve their mental health. 1. Enrichment activities. Providing toys or puzzles to stimulate their minds, as detailed in fun indoor activities. 2. Natural surroundings, creating environments that feel familiar and comforting. 3. Routine interactions, regularly engaging with caregivers to build trust. When animals feel secure and engaged, they are happier and healthier. This not only enhances their quality of life, but also makes it more enjoyable for you to observe and learn from them. Effective habitat enrichment techniques. Creating environmental complexity in zoos. When you think about zoos, what comes to mind? Maybe it's the vibrant animals, the lush greenery, or the sounds of nature. But have you ever considered how important environmental complexity is for the animals? By adding layers of texture and variety to their habitats, you can make a significant difference in their lives. Imagine a lion's enclosure that has rocks, trees, and water. This isn't just for looks, it gives them places to hide, climb, and explore. When you create a space that mimics their natural habitat, it helps them feel more at home. This is not just about beauty, it's about their well-being. Here are some effective ways to create environmental complexity. 1. Natural structures. Use logs, rocks, and plants to create hiding spots. 2. Water features. Add ponds or streams for drinking and bathing. 3. Climbing areas. Provide vertical space for animals to climb. 4. Interactive elements. Include toys or puzzles that stimulate their minds, similar to playful spaces for birds. Species-specific care guidelines for enrichment. Every animal is different. This means that the way you care for them should also be different. When you think about species-specific care, consider what each animal needs to thrive. For example, elephants love to dig and play with water, while birds may need places to perch and nest. By understanding these needs, you can create a more fulfilling environment. 1. Primates. Provide ropes and swings to encourage climbing. 2. Reptiles. Include hiding spots and basking areas, as highlighted in lighting conditions for reptiles. 3. Birds. Use a variety of perches and food puzzles. Utilizing natural behaviors for enrichment. Animals have natural instincts that guide their behaviors. By tapping into these instincts, you can greatly improve their quality of life. Think about how a cat loves to scratch or a dog enjoys fetching. These activities are not just fun, they are essential for their mental and physical health. You can encourage these behaviors in captivity by 1. Offering variety. Change up their toys and activities regularly. 2. Creating challenges. Use food puzzles that require problem-solving, similar to enhancing problem-solving skills. 3. Encouraging exploration. allow them to roam different areas of their habitat. By focusing on these natural behaviors, you'll see happier, healthier animals. Optimal enclosure design for captive animals. Key elements of optimal enclosure design. When designing an enclosure for captive animals, several key elements come into play. First and foremost, you want to think about space. Animals need enough room to move around freely. A cramped space can lead to stress and health problems. Next, consider the environment. Natural elements like plants, rocks, and water features make a huge difference. They provide a sense of security and help mimic the animal's natural habitat. Here's a quick summary of these key elements. 1. Space, ample room for movement and exploration. 2. Environment, natural features that mimic their habitat. 3. Safety, secure barriers to protect both animals and visitors. 4. Enrichment, toys and activities to stimulate the animals. 5. Visibility, clear sight lines for both animals and visitors. Stress reduction methods for animals in captivity. Reducing stress for animals in captivity is crucial. You can start by creating a calm atmosphere. This can be done by minimizing loud noises and sudden movements around their enclosure, which relates to noise stress management. Another effective method is to provide hiding spots. Animals often feel safer when they can retreat to a cozy corner. You can use logs, bushes, or even man-made shelters to create these spaces. Here are some methods you can implement. 1. Routine feeding. Stick to a consistent feeding schedule. This helps animals feel secure. 2. Gentle interaction. Spend time with the animals without overwhelming them. Let them approach you. 3. Environmental enrichment. Use toys, puzzles, or scent trails to keep their minds active. Incorporating training and socialization practices. Training and socialization are not just for pets. They are essential for all captive animals. Engaging with them through training helps build trust. You can use positive reinforcement techniques like treats or praise to encourage good behavior. Socialization is equally important. If animals are kept in groups, they should have the chance to interact with each other. This interaction can lead to better mental health and overall happiness. Consider these training tips. 1. Short sessions. Keep training sessions brief to avoid overwhelming them. 2. Consistency is key. Use the same commands and signals to avoid confusion. 3. Celebrate progress. Always acknowledge their efforts, no matter how small.